Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Egan moves to second. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Egan scores. Alvarado moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Reese reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Egan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Egan. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Bradley moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball towards center. Nettles catches it and throws to home to double up Bradley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reichardt bunts towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reichardt moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Hadel now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt pinch hits for Hal Hadel. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gebhard now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 4 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Braun reaches third base with a triple. Reese goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Bart Johnson now pitching. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May pinch hits for Tom Egan. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Hunt's now playing shortstop. Ed Hermann now catching. Danny Thompson pinch hits for Bob Gebhardt. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Rich Hinton now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 4 in the game. Tovar bunts towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliva is walked intentionally. Carew moves to second. Steve Keeley now pitching. Rich Morales now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.